time I came to Grace on Good Friday, 2007, Pastor Paul took me on a tour. He told me about hopes that he had for a building project someday at Grace. And over the years, our congregation has worked hard, sacrificed, and said yes over and over to this dream. Today, we celebrate the completion of our building project. Of course, it turned out differently than any of us imagined, but isn't that always how things go? We have a dream and a plan, but somehow life doesn't turn out how we thought it would, in big ways and small ways. And in this case, I think it turned out a lot better than any of us dreamed. Just about a year ago, we celebrated the groundbreaking for this new addition, and our space is so transformed now. It's almost hard to remember what things looked like back on that sunny September day when we took golden shovels and broke ground to make way for this new building. And we'll see some pictures looking back at that in a little bit when we have a video presentation. Soon after that day came the sledgehammers, the dumpsters, excavators, piles of dirt, construction fences, and the lovely plywood walls. Remember those, right? Then came concrete mixers, huge cranes lifting beams of steel into just the right place, where they were met by construction workers who guided them into their home with their hands and set them in place with blow torches. We welcomed sprinkler installers. We welcomed electricians, stonemasons, painters, including our very own Kelly Arndt and Jake Setsky. We welcome carpet layers and other people who came and used their talents to build this wonderful space. It was amazing and exciting each week to drive in the parking lot and see the progress. And even sometimes each day we on staff marveled at the changes. First, all the destruction, and then the building up. In the reading from Genesis, we hear about how God came to Jacob in a dream and repeated the promises that God made to Jacob's grandfather, Abraham, that God would bless this family, God would help it grow and give them land, and that God would be with them wherever they went until that promise was fulfilled. And Jacob was so moved, he transformed the land that he was on into a place set apart for God. 51 years ago, Grace Lutheran was built, changing a field into a house of worship. Things have been altered many times over the year, both built up and torn down. People have been born and baptized, confirmed, married, and buried. People have come and gone. We're a different place now in many ways, but the thing that will always be the same about Grace is that we are a place set apart for God. Jesus is our Lord and guide. We come to him for grace and light in times of darkness. In his name, we feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, and give a bed to those without a home. We teach the stories of the Bible to our kids. We gather around God's table, hungry to be as close to Christ as we can be. We listen to his word. We are a place set apart for the Holy Spirit to come and repair and build up our broken hearts and our broken world. Because this world so desperately needs to be built up. It needs to know that there's a spring of life and love that never runs dry. It needs to know that Jesus Christ is the rock, and if we build our church and our lives on him, we won't be overcome by those storms that inevitably come in life. Notice that in the gospel lesson, Jesus doesn't promise that in him there are no storms, just that when we stand on his word, we will not be washed away by the things of the world that try to tear us down. Sisters and brothers, it is an honor to stand here today in this incredible, beyond our wildest dreams, new house of God that was broken and built up again to be better, to be bigger, and to be more open to our world and our community. Kind of like how Jesus was broken on the cross and was built up again on Easter morning, risen from the earth to bring the whole world to himself. Kind of like how we come here each week, a little or a lot broken, and we leave built up again because we've seen and heard and tasted the goodness of God. Leonard Cohen said, "There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." I hope and pray that since we broke down the walls here, the light of God will get in and shine in this place even brighter, and that God will break our hearts open and change us for him too. May these windows in our new space let light in, and may we also shine the light of Christ out into our world. May God piece us together as God's children who are broken, but still full of light and standing strong on the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for this new day for Grace Lutheran. But most of all, we thank you, God, for the love and grace of Jesus that holds us up every day of our lives. Amen.